Hi, welcome back. We're going to be discussing financial statements. First, we'll be discussing the balance sheet. The balance sheet describes a business's financial situation at a moment in time, or known as a snapshot. So I want to know, where does our company sit right now? Assets, liabilities, equity, at this moment in time. So a balance sheet will give you a snapshot of how healthy a company is, comparing assets to liabilities. The left side details the assets of a business, right? So assets are anything tangible, resource-oriented, cash, plant, property, equipment, raw materials, inventory. The right side details how those assets were acquired. So on the right side of the balance sheet, you're going to have liabilities, your short-term, long-term debt, notes payable, accounts payable, etc. And below liabilities, you'll see shareholders' equity. So essentially, assets minus liability gives you shareholder equity. So if I have positive assets, I have more assets than I do liabilities, then I'm going to have a positive shareholders' equity. Both sides of the balance sheet always have to equal. So assets should be equal to liabilities plus owner's equity. How loans affect a balance sheet. You need a loan to help fund your business. A lot of times when you're starting new projects, let's take a construction project for example, you're going to need a bank loan more than likely to build whatever it is that you're building. So a lot of times this project will be funded 70% by debt, 65, maybe 75, maybe 80, depending on the bank. So you'll need loans to help build your business. The bank lends you $100 and expects an interest payment of 10%, right? So a long-term loan includes interest known as notes payable. So you'll see on the right-hand side that we had our original investment of $100, which is going to be owner's equity, and now we took a bank loan of $100, and now we have that in liabilities, but notice we have cash, $200. So $100 in cash from the notes payable that we borrowed from the bank, $100 in cash of our original investment. And notice how they both equal. 100 plus 100 is 200, and obviously we have $200 of cash on the asset side. Two types of owners. People the business owes money to. So if you have a construction project and the bank has a lien on that project, technically the bank owns that project, not you. The part of the business the owner owns is the owner's equity. You can see again the original investment, $100, goes into owner's equity. The notes payable is in the liability spot above the owner's equity. And again, $200 cash assets. Notice assets equals liabilities plus owner's equity. Inventory in the balance sheet. How does inventory affect the balance sheet? Inventory consists of products that you sell, right? So when you buy inventory, what do? You decrease your value of cash because you've got to go in, buy raw materials to produce the products that you make. So 50% of inventory buys you $35 for 50 sheets of paper and $15 in markers and colored pencils. So now let's look at the balance sheet. Again, cash has decreased from 200 to 150, but what did we replace the $50 of cash with? We bought inventory, $50. Our assets are still at 200. Now we have notes payable again. We've not financed anymore for our operation, and we still have our original investment of $100 in owner's equity, and the balance sheet still balances out $200 in assets, $200 in liabilities and equity. So let's say in our first day of business, we can draw 40 characters for $2 a piece, right? So that's $80 in total sales. 40 times 2 is 80. Unit costs equal price of inventory to create one finished good, right? So $50 in inventory produces 50 caricatures. So now we have to compute cost of goods sold. So unit sold is 40 times $1 for the unit cost. The $1 in unit cost is how much did it cost us to produce this unit, right? So we sold 40. Our unit cost was $1. So now we look at gross profit, right? We can see that the sales of 40 caricatures at $2 a piece gave us $80 in revenue. And our cost of goods sold, that means what was our input cost, what did we have in raw materials and production, was $40. So our gross profit, $40. So sales is 2 times 40 caricatures minus cost of goods sold. Cost of goods sold, 40 units sold, the unit cost $1. 80 minus 40 gives us $40 in gross profit. So let's look at our first day on the balance sheet, right? Our first day in business. So let's notice, how did assets change, right? We added $40 into our asset pool. So now we didn't quite sell all of our inventory, right? We still have a little bit of inventory left, right? $10 worth of inventory. But our cash did increase by $30. So we're looking good there, but we still have $10 of inventory on our books. So you notice that our gross profit, we put it straight to the asset side, right? $240. So $40 in gross profit went to the asset side. Our notes payables didn't change in our liabilities section. Still $100 on that bank loan. Owner's equity, still original investment, still the same. That didn't change. Earnings for the week ending, $40. So we made $40. We banked that into owner's equity. Now you can see that assets equals liabilities and owner equity. Always make sure when you're reconciling a balance sheet that both sides, assets equals liabilities and owner equity. Time to expand. You increase your price to $5 per caricature. Then you rent a space at the mall for $80 per day. Buy a sign and easel for $50. So now we're expanding our operation, right? Now we're trying to reinvest into our company and grow our revenues. So next we buy $50 in raw material as inventory. Then we sell 60 caricatures for $300 in sales. Now, let's go back to the balance sheet. Let's see how that affects us, right? Now we've increased our cash to $350, right? With zero inventory. We're sold out. We've sold out, right? So now let's look at notes payable didn't change. Liabilities, notes payable didn't change. Owner's equity, the original investment, $100, right? Retained earnings, still $40 from the week before. Now we have new earnings, week ending this week, for $110. So we sold 60 caricatures for $300, right? But we bought $50 in raw material. We bought a $50 sign and easel. And then we had to rent space. So all of those costs eroded away our profits. So you have to subtract out those costs from your revenue of $300. And now you see your earnings for the weekend at $110. So you grew your operation, you expanded out into the mall, you were able to raise your price because there was still a demand for it, and you knew that you were going to be taking on additional costs through more inventory, more raw materials, the sign and easel, and now I've got rental space at the mall. So I had to increase my price in order to compensate and offset the increase in costs. And we did well as we increased our owner's equity by $110. Again, we just went through these changes, but you can see them graphically now. The $350 equals the previous cash of $230 minus the expenses, minus the inventory, plus the sales. That gives us $350 in cash. So the earnings for the week was $110, which equals the $130 of expenses. Remember, the rent at the mall, the easel, and the stand, and the raw materials. So now you have the notes payable. The bank loan didn't change. Again, the $110, well, we have the $100 in original investment, the $40 of the retained earnings from the week before, and now our increase in week-ending earnings of $110, which gives us liabilities and owner equity at $350. Notice again, total assets, liabilities, and owner equity equal. So explain the earnings for the week ending, right? So most errors in accounting are because of a lack of understanding on how to calculate earnings week to date. This is an income statement normally updated weekly. So an income statement is going to tell you how profitable your company is, right? So we're going to look at this income statement real quick. Beginning inventory, right? We have $10 in beginning inventory. Purchases, we bought the paper and markers and other supplies to make the signs, right? That was $50. So total available for sale, $60, minus ending inventory. We sold out all of our goods. So the cost of goods sold was $60. So our gross profit on the $300 in sales was $240. Right now we have to go back and we have to subtract out our expenses, right? So we're going to get the rent for $80, the sign for $20, the easel for $30, for $130 in total expenses. Now you've got gross profit here, $240, after you've subtracted out the cost of goods sold from revenue, and you have $130 in total expenses, which gives us our net profit of $110. And now you can see where we put the $110 in the balance sheet, which allowed us to match assets to liabilities and equity. Second week in business, week two, you decide to rent the mall booth for 3 days. That costs you $240. You spend $150 on raw materials. You use $25 of raw materials to create your picture books, right? You sell 125 characters, but no picture books. So now we're trying to diversify our product line by introducing picture books at our mall stand, right? But we didn't sell any. We sold 125 characters. So if you notice that our caricatures are really starting to increase in demand, so we're increasing the supply. Right? And our $5 price is a good price because we continue to create demand. So let's check it out, right? Remember, subtract ending inventory and then move net profit to earnings week to date, right? So our beginning inventory, $0. We had nothing to carry over, right? Our purchases, $105 in paper, $45 in markers. Right? So now we have total available for sale, $150. Ending inventory, $25. So we sold a lot, right? We sold a lot. $125. Ending inventory, $25. So now our cost of goods sold, $125, for our gross profit being $500. Notice we had $625 in sales. So we're subtracting out the $125, giving us a gross profit of $500. Our rent was $240. We subtract that out of our $500 gross profit, giving us a net profit of $260. So now let's move over from the income statement back to the balance sheet. So cash, $585. Why is cash $585? Well, we had previous cash of $350. We subtract out the $150 revenue. We subtract out the $240 rent cost, plus the new sales of $625 from the 125 characters being sold. So now our cash has increased to $585. But we do have inventory on hand of $25 worth of finished goods, right, for a total assets of $610. Now, ending week balance, right, $260, as you see in owner's equity underneath retained earnings. Sales, $625, it's the weekly sales, minus our cost of goods sold, minus our expenses. So finished goods and retained earnings, right? So we've got finished goods at $25, it's over on the asset. Over on the asset side, now we've taken our $240, our $260, and added it to earnings weekend. So we had $100 in original investment. Our retained earnings from a few weeks ago have increased from $50 to $150, or $100 to $150. Now we can cycle back and we can put this earnings weekending from this week's worth of sales, right, at $260. So you notice as we're expanding our operation, our revenues and our profitability continue to go up. And total assets, $610. Liabilities, owner's equity, also $610, and they equal. One last development, right, in our example here. My friend offers to buy picture books for $50 on credit. So now we're going to add a new twist on there. We're going to offer somebody, one of our customers, an opportunity to purchase on credit. And how does that affect our balance sheet and income statement? The mall operator wants half up front, $120, in a prepaid expense, right? So not only now are we putting something on credit, we're giving a purchase to somebody on credit, now we're prepaying for a good or a service that we intend to use in the future. Now, check into accounts payable, right? So now we have an accounts payable, right? So the accounts payable is zero. Okay, let's start at the top, right? So now we've got a receivable here. So now that goes, the receivable goes to the asset side because the receivable is a cash flow that is going to be received sometime in the future. And it depends on terms. Most companies offer 15, 30, 45 day, 60 day terms, right? So we'll give you payment terms and then you have to pay us the full amount net 60 days or whatever it is, right? So somebody is buying something on credit. It's now a receivable on the asset side because it's future cash flow that's going to be guaranteed sometime in the future, right? Our inventory didn't change. We have zero inventory, right? But our prepaid expenses did increase, and that goes on the asset side because we prepaid for a good or service that we'll use in the future. So that's going to be an asset for us because we own that good or service. Now, notes payable, right? It stayed the same, $100 on the liability side. Accounts payable, right? $0. We have nothing out there on credit. We did buy prepaid service, but it's not on credit. It's prepaid. So we have no payable still. So our total liabilities is still the $100 bank loan. Original investment, $100. Still in owner's equity, we've retained that cash, retained earnings from the previous weeks of operations, $150. This week's ending, $285, right? So we're continuing to increase our cash and our owner's equity. So total owner's equity, $535. So right now, this company is positioned very well. A strong owner's equity component versus a very weak liabilities component, which is good. So our equity to debt is about 5 times. We're in good shape here. What happens if debt isn't paid? All right, so now we remove accounts and accounts receivable, right, because they aren't going to pay the debt. So now that's a liability to us because we're not going to receive that cash flow. Right? So delete the same amount from earnings week to date. So we're going to subtract that out of the earnings week to date. Right? Don't touch retained earnings. So now that $50 in the receivable is now zero. And now because it was the same week ending, we took it out of week ending cash on the owner's equity side, right? So we just lost that cash. We shouldn't have put it out there on credit, but that's a risk that you take when you issue credit terms. Let's review what assets are, right? Cash is cash. Cash is cash. It's just cash, right? We can spend it. It's liquid. It's movable, transferable right now. Inventory is made up of raw materials and finished goods, right? So raw materials are our inputs into our product to develop what our finished good is, and those are all assets. I either own the raw materials to create the products, or I own the inventory of finished goods that are ready to go to market for sale. Accounts receivable are payments made on credit. As we saw, we put $50 out there on credit. We didn't get paid back, so we deducted that from owner's equity. So prepaid expenses are payments made in advance of receiving benefits. So we prepaid for the service. In the future, we'll get the service, so that's an asset to us. Cost of inventory and prepaid expenses are subtracted from cash. So we have to make sure that we prepay the $120 in prepaid service, right? The $120 in prepaid service. Now we have to make sure that we make the exact same subtraction because we made the addition. We have to make the exact same subtraction from the cash. We've got to take it out of cash because now it's a prepaid expense and we are ready to consume that service. The review of liability. Accounts payable are short-term loans due in a month's time, normally do not require interest payments. So a lot of times we'll put payment terms out for somebody, you know, another company buys something from us on credit, raw materials, and we put them on a 30-day payment terms, and we expect to be paid back in 30 days interest-free. Notes payable are long-term loans that normally require interest payments. Let's review the equity. Original investment is the owner's investment in the company, right? So we're going to put a little bit of our own capital down, have skin in the game, that's going to be retained as owner's equity, right? We have an initial investment. Retained earnings are earnings that have been reinvested in the company. So we have our gross profit, we subtract out expenses, we have our net profit. After our net profit, we decide on how we're going to distribute that profit. Are we going to distribute it out to shareholders in form of dividends, or are we going to retain that earnings and reinvest it into our company so that we can continue to expand operations? Earnings week to date is found by subtracting cost of goods sold and expenses from sales on the income statement. Bad debt is subtracted from earnings, as we saw when we didn't get paid back on the credit.